Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much, President. In line with the humanitarian goals of the CCM, States Party have an obligation, both legal and moral, to provide full support to victims of cluster munitions. Metsko is delighted to see the States Party committing to improving assistance to victims as a result of cluster munitions by 2020 in order to comply with the Dubrovnik Action Plan. We'd like to also recognise Ireland and Spain for the significant work carried out as members of the Assistance to Victims Committee and the substantial report as well that they recently presented. Thank you. The country recognises the significant reduction of in the number of victims of cluster munitions which took place and was noted in the 2019 Monitor engine. However, this unfortunately has to be placed in context of the increase in victims which has happened since 2012 as a result of the recent situations in Syria and then in Yemen as well. Although it's a good thing to recognise the success of the convention, as the Monitor in 2019 says, these figures should be read in the context of caution that must be applied given the lack in various countries of reporting procedures, which is comprehensive and specific. In that vein, it's important to emphasise the need to come up with effective, transparent and comprehensive mechanisms to collect data on victims and their requirements, as well as to undertake activities to strengthen coordination and improve integration into national victim support systems. It's also of extreme concern that given the inherently discriminatory nature of this type of weapon, 99% of victims registered have been civilian, and of these more than half have been children. This must be a motivation for the implementation of prevention mechanisms to take into account particularly a gender, age and other discriminatory focus. We also would like to recognise the scope of the definition of victims of the Convention and not forget victims which have suffered psychological damage or economic and financial loss. In order to enjoy their fundamental rights, it is vital that we provide the necessary support to them. My delegation regrets that the ongoing reduction in the funding of the international community's work of local organisations is preventing access to rehabilitation and economic activities. It's important to redouble our efforts to improve significantly the access to rehabilitation services for survivors located in remote areas, as well as to open up spaces to ensure inclusion of a greater number of victims and survivors of cluster munitions in coordinating activities concerning victim support in order to comply with the provisions in this convention and also the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disability. Finally, Mexico would like to emphasise its ongoing commitment to the CCM, and to do this it has presented its candidacy to co-coordinate the Committee on Victim Support in the next biennium. My delegation, if it's elected, would like to reiterate its full preparedness to work to strengthen states' capacities to comply with obligations to respect victims in full cooperation with the many involved stakeholders and taking into account the needs of the victim.